Shalom and good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today's morning devotion taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ, have you made up your plans in 2021? What will be your response if all your plans fall apart? Are you going to be angry with God and keep asking God why He doing this to you? Friends, life doesn't always turn out the way we want it to. And I can understand your frustration. But listen, God hasn't abandoned you. And this could turn out to be the best years of your life. But only if you let God feel and lead your life. Friends, let me explain. If you never put God become a major part of your life, then it is possible He's only been on the fringes, the corner of your life only. And this lead me to ask you another question. If you had been able to carry out your plans, would God have stayed on the fringes? I suspect yes, because you'd have gone on the living your life the way you always have. And you'd never have felt any need for good for God. And that means you would have entered eternity unprepared to meet God, friends. But now God is forcing you to face your limitations, including your need for Him. In other words, you are at a fork in the road, so to speak. And the question is, which way will you go? Will you continue to leave God out of your life? Or will you open your heart and life to Christ's love and presence? Dear friends, you need God. You need Him now more than ever, especially in this pandemic, COVID-19, with all the difficulties and problems we are facing together. Never ignore Him, and don't ignore Him any longer. But turn to Jesus Christ and commit your life and your future to Him. Your life will never be the same. God's warning us for you. How shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? Let us pray. Dear Father, we know, Lord Jesus Christ, You will never make a mistake. Lord, if sorrow comes into our life, if our plans doesn't work and fall apart, friends, Father, dear Father, let us use it to help others know about Your true loving kindness and presence in our life, even in our difficult situation and all our plans fall apart. But You, Lord, leading us, directing us, living in us, Lord, we want to commit this life, this year, this day, and all our family members into your hands. Come, come, Lord, and we want to make you, dear Father, and your Son, be our Savior and Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, lead us, Father. Lead us with your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, remember this. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. I'm Reverend Prasadam Manulang. Thank you and Shalom.